My name's Mitalian Conde. I lead an organization called AI for the People from what should be called Brooklyn, but because of global warming, is very warm, as I left it. I would also like to pay my respects to Vice President Martinez for hearing these remarks. AI for the People is concerned that the development, deployment, and governance of advanced technical systems are continuing to discriminate against African and African descendant people in the same way we are discriminated against in the analog. Our work is based in the United States, where police and security force use of facial recognition has led to the wrongful arrest of Black men across our country, social media mis- and disinformation, lack of engagement in public health, as we saw in COVID as Black people died due to wrongful public health messaging, and the inability for us to really engage in our democracies. I'm heartened by the remarks of Ms. Namakula and the experts of the people of African descent, and Mr. Marquez of the Permanent Forum, because the issues around algorithmic bias seem to be on the agenda, but we urge that as we look at all of these issues, that there is a technical analysis, because whether we are thinking about the algorithms that develop AI, blockchain, or quantum computing, all of those will harm African descended people if we do not act. Thank you. Lastly, we need to examine VC funding, private equity, and the other mechanisms that allow megalomaniacs and billionaires like Elon Musk to buy Twitter, undermining all of our access to information and democracy. In the United States, only 2% of this funding goes to Black women, despite the fact that when we are in the innovation economy, we innovate for climate, we innovate for safety, we innovate for the rest of society. If AI is going to work for the people, then bodies like this need to make sure that when our brothers and sisters migrate, that they are not tracked and surveilled, and we are here to help. Please call upon us. We are here, we have the access, and we are already in talks with the US government around regulating Silicon Valley, which is more powerful and much richer than any international body. I yield.